the lives of the third temple, part 100. Hallelujah. To Yahweh, our Elohim, through Yahushua, all the glory, all the glory. This is our 100th episode of the lives of the third temple. And we are start moving towards the end of the series. And I trust that Yahweh is opening somebody's heart to the lies of the third temple. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which are written, or even have a question, you're most welcome. Please contact us for WhatsApp. It's a +27 number, international. My WhatsApp number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, I urge you to go. You are very, very welcome. Let me just say it. You're always welcome. I urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of treasures information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different studies that we are currently busy with. Descriptions is free. They will send you notifications which you can circulate to your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, at least pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a blessing. What a blessing just to have breakfast every morning. I wish we had time where you can just sit and have bacon and eggs and coffee and just have a proper gathering. But, you know, we're going to eat more than we're going to talk. I trust that the study today will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name, the name above every other name, the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are about to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now, we're still looking at the researcher at the Temple Institute in Jerusalem that makes the following statements. So far, the Christian community supported the construction of a third temple has been somewhat discreet. But there are growing numbers of Christians, many organized into small churches and larger groups, who see the construction of the third temple as a cornerstone of their beliefs. Now, the reason why I'm doing this series is in South Africa we find that a lot of Pentecostal churches and Protestant churches start believing this rubbish of a third temple that first need to be constructed before Yahushua, or Jesus as they call him, will appear on the clouds. There is not one scripture that says there needs to be a temple for him to come and sit in order to sacrifice any sacrificial offerings. Not one. Why? Because 2,000 years ago, when Yahushua hanged on the cross and he said, Father, and in thy hands I lay my spirit, he has done everything. Forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. He's done everything. Isaiah 53 says he was like a lamb led to the slaughter. He was mingled. He wore a crown of thorns. He bore my sorrows and my transgressions and yours. He was like a lamb being led to the slaughter. The Bible says he opened his mouth not. On the cross he says, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. Hallelujah. And today, a lot of Pentecostal churches and Protestant churches are being led by the Roman Catholic Church using the evangelical Christian side, because the Catholics and the evangelicals looks as if it's two groups as performing under the same umbrella. The evangelicals is performing as a Pentecostal group, who are part of the Roman Catholic group, which is under jurisdiction of the Roman Catholic Church. And this is what's happening. This is the problem. And a lot of these churches today, especially in South Africa and all over the world, the evangelicals has infiltrated the churches. And the Roman Catholic Church, through the evangelicals, has infiltrated the churches, bringing them to the submission of believing in a third temple theology. I'm so glad that we have Yahushua, we have the blood of Yahushua, we have the revelation word, we have the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that leads and teaches us in all right and righteousness. I'm so glad. So far, the Christian community of support the construction of a third temple has been somewhat discreet, he says here. It says, but there are growing numbers in Christianity, many organized into small churches and larger groups. This is what's happening. Who sees the construction of a third temple as the cornerstone of their belief? Because it doesn't need to be the cornerstone of your belief, a third temple. Yahushua should be the cornerstone of your belief. He's the rock of all and the foundation of all ages. The rock of ages who was cleft for me. These are evangelical and Pentecostal churches who believe the prophecies in the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament indicate that the building of the third temple on the Table Mount is the part of a divine plan leading up to the end of the days. This is the biggest lie ever told. I challenge anybody to give me the scriptures in the New Testament that says there need to be a third temple in the New Testament before Yahushua will appear on the clouds. Give me the scripture from the 1611 King James Bible, not one of your Westcott and Hart translations, but it needs to come from the Tertius Receptus text, which is 1522, the Desiderius Erasmus, which comes from the Byzantine text, 2nd century. So don't come with this Westcott and Hart New Age text. No. The Bible, there is not one text in the New Testament that says that we need to have a third temple on Temple Mount before the divine plan of Yahweh can come into existence. The noise that you will hear in the studio is the rain that is falling. We just want to worship Yahweh, all the glory and praise unto Yahweh for the rain. Hallelujah. I have done a prayer a week ago, which was circulated throughout parts of the world, where I prayed for rain and I called upon the scripture and the word of Yahweh, called upon Yahweh and his word, where the Bible says, if my people who are called upon my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. I want to say, the time we are living in, we're going through different stages, especially in South Africa, and Africa is very, very, very dry. Dams is running out of water. And you know, some of the biggest world wars in the world has happened because of water and our food. And I just thank Yahweh, our Elohim, through Yahushua, our Redeemer, that we can call upon his name anytime, and he will answer our prayers. This is not the first rain that's falling since I prayed a week ago. The second day after I prayed, it started raining in Namibia, where especially I had a request from Namibia, and I made it a national call to call upon Yahweh our Elohim. And we asked different prayer groups to participate in that. And we want to give Yahweh our Elohim all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. He's great. And we praise his name because yesterday, today, and forever
is always the same.
Now it's a bit difficult, and I'm just going to stop here. It's a bit difficult when the sound of rain is on the roof to when we do cut it, to try and cut it out. It's impossible actually, because it's in my voice. It's part of the surrounding. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop just right here, and we will continue on Monday morning. We've learned quite a bit this week, and we give Yahweh all the glory, the praise, and the honor. And let's be a testimony unto Yahushua in this weekend. And let's glorify His name. And I want to leave you with a question. What is your God's name? Till Monday, if it's His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.